Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Saturday Magazine on Independent Joy Media is proudly brought to you by Hyundai Australia, driving change. And we are coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre in this Joy's 30th year. You are listening to Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show since 1996, and we proudly bring you this 6th of May 2023 edition of SatMag. Excuse me. Paul's on panel, and thanks, James, for program support, and James, our podcaster as well. Now, thanks to everyone who donated, renewed or signed up membership during Radiothon, and also to the huge team of Joy volunteers and staff who worked so hard behind the scenes to make it all happen. Thank you. Let's get on with it. Good morning, Nevena.
Good morning, Macca, on this wet and wild Saturday.
It
Not
is.
The wet and wild that I'm usually into, but, you know, it is coming into winter.
Oh, wet and wild. Wow. You look almost devastated that Stuart Robert is going to leave the Parliament.
Have you been reading my diary, Macca?
I have, and of course, Stuart Robert, famous for many things, robo-debt, and I suppose, you know, his taking leading religious study tours for money,
mm-hmm.
or people would pay to go on those tours while he was a member of Parliament. But most importantly, he's remembered by me as Minister Gigabyte Download.
And why did he get that nickname, Macca?
You might recall, and I've actually posted on my Twitter a link to the podcast about it. It was actually the most downloaded podcast on SatMag 2 years in a row. And part of the reason he had such a huge internet bill, probably because he was downloading them.
What was he downloading?
Well, I don't know what he was downloading, but I think the podcast might have been some of it. He had these huge internet bills, and he said it was because he was in a remote area. And anyway, like it was, I can't remember exactly how much it was, but it was a lot, like not $100 a month, thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Streaming can cause lots of...
Streaming, downloading, but it would have to be some kind of video content, I would imagine.
But, you know, he also had a PhD in IT. Can you believe that?
Where did he find it?
He must have downloaded it.
There's so, all kind of online universities that you can go to these days.
Yes, so...
And not from the most reputable organisations.
No. So what an interesting week it's been. What about poor John Pesutto?
Oh, it's been a difficult...
They should
call
in the federal police if they've got terrorists there.
And who made that approximation, Macca?
Well, our good friend, James Newbury.
Friend of the station.
Yes. And actually a member. Yes. He called a small group in his party terrorists.
Mm.
Matthew Guy also called them terrorists. So be alert, not alarmed. They need to ring the federal security hotline. If there are terrorists
in your party
operating, you need to get some folks from ASIO or the federal police in some, I don't know, matching balaclavas to come in and sort the joint out.
Speaking of sorting the joint out, Macca, we have some good news this morning.
We do.
Indeed. So
joint news?
Well, it could be.
Yeah.
You might be aware that the Victorian Pride Lobby has been running Rainbow Local Government campaign for coming up 3 years now. And the Rainbow Local Government campaign puts forward 5 asks of local government councils. One of them is to fly the rainbow flag or the pride flag as a show of respect to our communities on Ida Hobbit, which is coming up very soon on May 17th. So last year, they hit an incredible milestone where they had all but seven councils across our wonderful state fly the flag. And now this year, thanks to their campaigning, advocacy and, let's say, gentle persistence, every Victorian council and the Victorian Parliament will be flying the Pride flag yes. on Ida Hobbit Day.
So their job's done.
Their job is done. So this makes Victoria the first. Yes, congratulations. This makes Victoria the first jurisdiction in the world with every local government flying the flag on this day. Congratulations to the team and congratulations to you, Sean, for everything that you've done over the last 3.5 years.
And, you know, persistence pays off, but also making the case, you know, using evidence, you know, speaking to the people and saying, you know, this is why we think you need to do it, and every council has now agreed.
And showing up. Oftentimes, Sean is going to more than one council meeting, and I don't envy him for it.
I know. Imagine that, a life of going to council meetings as an observer.
Not for me.
Thank God for counselling.
Who do we have on the show today, Macca?
Okay, so shortly, Richard Keane, the CEO of Living Positive, is going to join us. And he's actually, there's a whole group of folk downstairs at the Pride Centre. And it's a National Association of People with AIDS meeting. And the president of NAPWA, Scott Harlem, is also going to join us. So we're going to talk about what's going on in the HIV sector and what the different organisations are up to, because, you know, it's a different environment, obviously, from many, many years ago. Then Peter Tulip. Now, Peter Tulip is an ex-Reserve Bank of Australia person, and he has some pretty strong opinions about what the Reserve Bank does and how it does it. And he's going to talk to us about what does the Reserve Bank review mean. And, of course, there is a review that's come down and made some criticisms of the Reserve Bank. The government's due to appoint a new governor, I think around September, but they'll probably be talking about it already. So I'd be interested in his views. Then, now this is Declan Brennan.
Yes, Declan is a journalist who, it's a very timely conversation, Macca. So we're going to be talking about the North Richmond Health Facility.
Which is now permanent.
The Parliament has just voted to make it permanent. And Declan is a person who used to use that facility and recently published an incredibly moving and honest appraisal of his experience with it. So I think it's going to be a really fascinating conversation.
Yes. Then following Declan, our favourite Lord Mayor.
The one and only.
Sally Von Kapp is going to talk to us about, you know, what's going on in the city of Melbourne. And then we've got a Green.
We've got Ave.
How did that happen? Well, they responded.
We've got Ave coming in. Ave is the Greens member for the Northern Eastern Metro region. So we're going to be talking a bit about what has happened in Monash recently, as well as pill testing. Ave and his team have gone down to Grooven the Moor. So we're going to be hearing all about that.
And, yes, I'm glad we're speaking with Ave. He's good fun.
Hopefully he tap dances his way into the
studio.
What
do you reckon? I reckon he's probably already lurking around somewhere.
Ave, if you're here, tap twice to say yes.
Yeah. Now, as I said, very, 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 very shortly, we're going to be speaking with Richard Keane and Scott Harlem. But I'm interested in your take in what's going on. We talked about terrorists loose in the Victorian Liberal Party, apparently.
Allegedly,
James Newbury, the Shadow Minister for Equality, has said they're terrorists. Matthew Guy, the previous opposition leader, they're terrorists. So what's that number, you know, you could ring about you know, if there was suspicious activity going on?
Oh, Macca, you're too much. 000?
Well, you know, be alert, not alarmed. Yes. I am a student of politics and watching it this week.
You're a provoker of politics, Macca.
I'm like, you couldn't make this shit up. Like, seriously. Seriously. And then a whole group of them just happened to meet in a country pub.
happenstance, Macca, happenstance.
Their sat-nas were all selecting a random location where they went and... But did they order the Palmer?
It's hard to say. It's very hard to say.
Yeah.
We're taking a break.
We're taking a break, Macca.
We're taking a break. Anyway, so if you know the number that John Posito needs to ring to alert the federal security authorities that there's a terrorist cell... And sorry, John, I know you're probably not thinking it's very funny, but hey, their words, not mine. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Stay with Macca and Nevena.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.